Well, Derek, a new arrival at Pittodrie, Josh Parker, has joined. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, Josh is a player I've been aware of for a while. He was actually a player we looked at when I was manager St Johnston, when he was at QPR, but he kind of went off the radar. He had a couple of problems, never really quite out of form and what was expected of him, a lot of potential, but last couple of years he's managed to get himself going again and had a good goal return. So he's somebody that came back, we became aware of again at the back end of last season, and we've just kind of monitored the situation really. So Josh has got good flexibility, but I mean he's got real pace. He'll bring a real added dimension of that pace to the front line as well with that pace, and he's a talented player that can score goals. So we're hopeful that it'll be a successful loan for both parties.
Competition for places then has never been stronger. That'll really keep everyone on their toes and bring out the best in them, hopefully.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, it's having the answers in the dressing room. I really do feel that we've, for the budget we have, for what we've got to play with, I feel as though we've put together probably the strongest possible squad. And that gives me confidence for the demands and challenges ahead.
Just adds to the feel-good factor, doesn't it? Three league wins to start the season, a win on Saturday, that would really keep the momentum going.
Yeah, that's the plan. Obviously, there's always a challenge, and Dundee will give us that real challenge, as they showed last year, and they've also shown that this season. I think there's, rightly so, I think they've been praised for their work last year. I think there's probably more expected of them this year with Paul's signings and what they did last season, but they look as if they're more than capable of meeting that themselves. So, you know, every game brings a different challenge, but you know, the focus is on what we try to do and try to bring a performance that we're capable of. And you know, if we can go 4 wins out of 4, it'd be a brilliant start. At the minute, it's a start, but we want to keep building on it and getting that rhythm as quickly as possible. But we're going to have to play well. There's no question of that. We played well against them last year and didn't always win, but the result's the most important thing, but we have to play well to give ourselves an opportunity.
How impressed have you been with Dundee? I mean, they play a great style of football. It should be a really exciting, entertaining game, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, they make the game open. You know, I think Paul's brought together a lot of experienced players there. He's took a punt on, you know, some of the youngsters, a couple of youngsters in the lower league, but he's also put together a really talented squad. You know, I think he, all players who like to manipulate the ball and handle the ball well, and you know, we know it firsthand. We Nicky Lowe from our place, you know, he'll fall into that category, you know, a real good technical player, and you know, he's got loads of that ability, players that can make a difference in the final third, and that's why they score goals, and that's why most games are entertaining against them. And you know, they're a good side, you know, there's no question of that. But you know, we back ourselves as well to whatever team we come up against, whatever system we come up against, to try and find the answers to win, and hopefully we can find a way Saturday.
You wouldn't expect Dundee, unlike most teams Aberdeen play, to pack loads of men behind the ball. You'd expect them to come up here and have a go. Will that suit Aberdeen then?
Well, we planned that last year. We thought it might suit us, but you know, they also showed their attacking threat. They scored 3 very good goals in 3 each game here. One was a bit fortunate, but with deflection. But you know, they showed a real attacking threat that day for a period of time. So, you know, I think when you've got so many forward-thinking players who do the best stuff in the final third, it's you know, sometimes the best way to win a game is to make sure you are as positive as that. I think Paul's got that. So, we can't determine what way he's going to come, but we've got to try and find a way to win any game we're playing, and hopefully we can do that on Saturday.